So we continue on in our quest for authentic manhood, and we come to our 23rd session entitled Fathers and Daughters. And so we move right into three challenges for daughters and the introduction of the new womanhood. A, the challenge of a new supreme pursuit from home to career. It seems that our society has even gone past what militant feminism has pushed since the 1960s, and where has it got them? Gloria Steinem and others have said things like this: homemakers are parasites. Now think about that statement. And so our daughters that we're raising, if we're not careful with how things are worded, with how things are taught to them by showing love and protection and what we as men should do for women, we're going to send messages that are just not helpful, detrimental. The true man wants his daughter to succeed in any realm that she is in, that he wants her to be the best, to protect her, to provide for her. That's what a real man does. But now there's this supreme pursuit that has gone farther and farther. The Me Too movement is an attempt without God to figure out how to rectify things that have been done in the past. Those things should never have happened. And the beauty of Christianity, the beauty of the Bible, is that it elevates women. And every time that we see women put down, and what happens to society, it's detrimental, it's horrible. And so we see in the book of Titus, chapter 2, beginning at verse 3, it says, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Another way of saying this is just to be sensible. And there's a beauty to this. And it's not, once again, putting a woman down. Because we'd all want people to be kind in the household. If a man is what he ought to be, then he will lead well. He'll be a servant leader, as we've talked about that each time that we've gotten together. Are you a servant leader? Are you looking to be a servant leader? Or are you just looking to be domineering, authoritative, put down? There's no room for that in a real man's life. So we go to the challenge of the decline of traditional feminine values. You'll see this more and more and more and more. And it's sad because there's a beauty to a girl being a girl and to be treated as a weaker vessel, someone that we can take care of. Yes, they can take care of themselves. Yes, all the things that if this kind of thinking goes haywire, then of course it's stupid. But a woman to be treated with such respect, to open the door for her, to protect, all those things are just beautiful things to watch and see. And then the challenge of the rise of the absent mom. Used to be just the absent father, but now the absent mom, because she's not taking her role seriously. It's bad when a man does it. It's bad when a woman does it. So what dad contributes to his daughter? Well, A, if he's there, they're very secure in their identity as women. Okay, I think of the song by John Mayer, which was actually Song of the Year, called Daughters. Listen to this. He says, I know a girl, she puts the color inside of my world, but she's just like a maze where all of the walls all continually change. And I've done all I can to stand on her steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers, so mothers be good to your daughters too. And he says, oh, you see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers, so mothers be good to your daughters too. And so you see that even John Mayer, who isn't the best role model for how a guy should treat a girl, but he's making an observation that he had a relationship that was broken, and he saw that it wasn't just him. He had been handed a girl by a dad who had not loved her well, and it's just, he saw even that. So they're very, if a dad is there, the girl becomes very secure in their identity as a woman. Then secondly, they easily relate to the opposite sex. You see that if they can go one way or the other, they can become promiscuous, or they can become putting away men. I don't need a man. And there's either as extremes, as opposed to being able to spend time and talk to some of the opposite sex and do it without any baggage. And then thirdly, they often have a high fulfilling sex life with their husbands because their dad made them aware of their value as a girl, as a daughter, as a woman, and protected her and kept her from any harm, any abuse, and treated her well. Just the statistics, the studies show that is just exactly how what would happen in their future married life. But B, if he's not there, they develop personalities that are insecure, anxious, and they have difficulty in forming healthy relationships with men. So this is what goes on if he's not there. Or they become inappropriately self-assertive, angry, and promiscuous. So this is what happens apart from God, apart from a dad being what he ought to be if he's not there. So practically, what can dad do for his daughters? Well, he can establish with his wife a clear definition of what it means to be a real woman. And a real woman is one who rejects the worldly temptations for significance. Okay, it's like the Genesis 3 passage where I'll get my significance by the fruit. If I can get that fruit, that forbidden fruit, as opposed to no. Go with what God has given you. Go with what God has already said is good for you. So a real woman is also one who believes in God's priorities. And that goes back to that Titus 2:5, where it's just being sensible. That's a real woman. And a real woman is one who nurtures the next generation. That they're not opposed to being a mom. They're not opposed to pouring into the lives of children. It's not a bad thing. Some are obviously more gifted than others, but you're not opposed to it. You're not. It's not a negative thing for you. And then fourthly, a real woman is one who expects God's greater reward. So those are just four things that a real woman is. We keep going. We need to help mom stay home with the children, especially in their critical and formative years. You see, 75% of what a child knows, they learn in the first 5 years. And so it's not a bad thing for a mom to stay home, to pour into the life of a child, if that's possible. I know it's not always possible. You're not always able to be the case. But if it's possible, if you and your wife can have a discussion about that, and to pour into the life of the children, it's just a beautiful thing. And the kids it'll never be regretted by a wife who's and a mom who's lovingly spending that time with their children. Then another thing is support, honor, and cheer for true feminine values in his wife and daughters. So it's a good thing. It's something that should be cherished. It's something that should be celebrated, those things. And to acknowledge that and to say that and not make that, there's so many things that they get cheered for that have nothing to do with what God would want. It's more just what the world would say. And then another thing is date his daughters and stay involved in their lives on a personal level. To be able to take that time and set it aside to spend time with his daughter. And then encourage and participate in ceremonies that celebrate true femininity. So let me ask you some questions. Whether you have daughters or not, what is the most important thing that you heard said about young women today? And could you explain that? And then when you think about that definition of a real woman, how would you define a real woman? And then what's one action step that you can take right now as a dad with your daughter? And are there any longer range steps that you could include in thinking about that?